Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
Hey, everybody, let's remember, too, that this couple has voluntarily decided to join the show because they're really looking for your help. They're looking for your advice. I want to welcome Roger from Spanaway to the show. Good morning, Roger. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Fitz. How are you?
Good. Thanks for reaching out to me on Facebook. And, of course, I saw in caps when he sent me a message, it said, Mama's Girl. So, Roger, explain to everyone what you explained to me on Facebook. What does Mama's Girl mean?
Well, here's the deal. So, my girlfriend, Melissa, is spending a lot of time with my mom. And, like, you know, we've been dating for a while and stuff. It's not weird that they know each other, but they've been spending, like, a lot of time together without me, even.
Like, so wait, you don't have any concerns in that department. Do you think that she might be falling in love with your mother?
Come on, Fitz.
That's what everybody else is thinking. Okay. Okay. Just had to ask.
But, no, I mean, sure, I guess it's a valid question, but no.
No, it's not. Okay. Don't listen to
Oh, my gosh.
Don't let him under your skin, believe me.
So, yeah, they hang out a lot. Like, the other day, they went out and didn't invite me. Like, they didn't tell me they were going and say, like, hey, do you want to come? They, like, made plans without me. And
do you ever think that your mother just, did she really enjoy, you know, your girlfriend, Melissa? Like, oh, my God, that you're the perfect girl for my son, and I want to get to know you more. Maybe they're just turning into really good friends.
Sounds like that's what he's worried about.
I mean, yeah, that is probably true. But, like, the thing that really bothers me is that Melissa is now, like, learning things about my childhood that I probably wouldn't have told her. Like, my mom talks to her about my exes, and she suddenly, like, she brought up this thing about my ex the other day that I was like, what, how did you even know that? And she said, oh, yeah, I heard it from your mom.
So, your mom's dishing the dirt on you.
God. Dang.
So okay. I'm just wondering how I can, like, chill out their relationship a little bit or is that normal? Like, I don't know if that's, I feel weird about it.
Has your mother hung out with other people that you have dated in the past? Has she ever gotten that close to people?
No.
Okay,
not
no.
at all. I mean,
just Melissa.
She's liked my exes and stuff, but this is the first time that she's like friends without me.
Could it also be that she sees Melissa like maybe as the one for you?
I mean, I guess, but it's not like she doesn't say that to me. Like, my mom is not especially nice about Melissa to me sometimes. So, okay.
Well, Roger, how long have you been dating Melissa?
2 years.
Okay. 833-822-BULL. You can also text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up. In just a second, you know, Melissa is on hold. She's hearing all of this, and it's time for her side of the story. Melissa from Spanaway, welcome to Make Up or Break Up. What's up?
Hey, Fitz. Thank you. What is up? I mean, Roger, honey, like, I don't really know what the problem is here. I thought you'd be cool with it because, honestly, the alternative is so much worse. What if your mom and I hated each other? Like, that, I feel like, would be a nightmare.
Good point. Could be worse.
I thought you would love us, that we're getting together and that we're getting along so well. And, I mean, you were there when we first met. She was very kind and open with me, but, like, we hit it off right away. We have a lot of the same interests, and we have the same favorite restaurants, and, you know, so it was just, I don't know, I'm confused as to why
this is
such a big deal.
I think you're going to want to check in on line three. This is kind of a big deal.
What do you mean? Who's on line three? We're right in the middle of Make Up or Break Up here. Huh? We can't hear
you. Yeah, go ahead. Line three.
Let me pick up. It says that Diane is on the phone. Melissa and Roger, do you know someone named Diane?
Yes. That's his mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Diane. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Diane, hi, it's Fitz. Is this Roger's mother?
Yes, Fitz, I have been listening to you for like over 10 years, and I cannot believe what I'm hearing. This is my baby boy, Roger, on the phone with you right now. Okay.
Oh, no!
This is my son, and my hopefully soon-to-be, I don't know, maybe, daughter-in-law.
Melissa. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe they... Melissa, you didn't tell me about this. Roger, I can believe you wouldn't tell me, but Melissa, you didn't tell me you guys were going to do this.
Okay, well, first of all, Diane, nice to meet you. Thank you for listening.
Hi.
Is it true what Roger is saying? And he's basically mad that you guys, you know, hang out a lot and sometimes don't even invite him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I, Roger, you're crazy. I love Melissa. She's just like the daughter I never had, you guys. And we clicked right away. And honestly, Roger, I never liked any of your other girlfriends at all. And you should be really happy that you found this girl. And... You know, mostly what we're talking about is how you need to propose. You need to put a ring on it.
Oh, your corner.
Dang.
And stop dragging it out. Okay, honey, you need to just...
Mama wants you to put a ring on it.
This is a gem, you guys. Mom, she's a real... Hi. She's fantastic. And Roger,
exactly
you need to do the right
thing.
That's
exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want you and my girlfriend talking about how I'm supposed to propose to her. That's something she and I should talk about before you guys talk about it. Oh, my gosh.
Sweetie.
Mom.
It's 2 years. You got to just come on now. Oh, Roger, also, I knew about that birthmark that shaped like Australia on your butt way before I saw it.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Hey, Mom.
I'm going to put everybody on hold really quickly. Hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. We have a therapist in Renton who is willing to give you guys 2 free appointments to work all this stuff out with your mama. But 833-822-BULL. You could text to 96459. What do they do here? Roger and Melissa, should they make up or break up? And Roger, Melissa, and Roger's mama, Diane, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Third option, you guys, or they should get engaged, which is what I'm going to vote for.
Mom, you got to slow
later,
down.
Diane.
Mom.
2 years, honey, come on.
Oh, I gotta go bad for Roger.
833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459. Do we have a makeup or breakup here? All right, Drew, just if you can get some of these text messages.
I take some of these text messages as a personal attacks because a lot of people are saying, hey, it's 2 years. Of course she and your mom are close. They're treating her like family and like you're supposed to propose at this point. Not necessarily true, people, but now we know that... Roger's mom feels the same way.
Let's go to Christy in Gig Harbor real quick. Hey, Christy in Gig Harbor, how are you? What's up?
What is wrong with that mother, Fitz? Oh, my goodness. What seriously?
What do you think? Is she
has a valid point.
He
should not have to fight with his mother for his girlfriend's time, nor should he expect his mother to give away his trade secrets from however long ago.
Isn't that what every guy wants, though, is like his girl to have an amazing relationship with his mom?
No. That's after he's decided that's the girl, not she's decided.
Oh,
good gosh. Lord.
Thank you so much. You were so
Christy,
great.
How do you really feel?
And of course, Mike, the relationship specialist, is on. He is one of our official correspondents. Mike, what do you see here?
Good morning, crew. I love this one. This got real interesting real quick. Hey, look, I've got the same issues with my mother. I gave her a lot of my life and gave her a lot of information about what I was doing throughout my younger years. When I became an adult, that needed to stop, and I needed to be my own person and my own man. And I think that's what he's running into here. But then again, he needs to be happy that his mom gets along with the girl that he's dating, because that's going to save him a lot of trouble in the future.
There is no doubt. You are like Yoda, my friend, as always. Yeah.
I really like Diane. I think she's a hoot. I mean, I get where he's coming from, that she's sort of directing the relationship at this point and pushing it, especially at the end there. He's like, Mom, come on, back off.
Percentage-wise, what's it looking like today? Makeup or breakup here?
This is a breakup. People like, excuse me, a makeup. I looked at the wrong word. It's definitely a makeup here. People like they see, they think Mike needs to get over it. However, a lot of people suggested that Mike needs to actually be having this conversation with his mom and set boundaries with mom rather than talk to the girlfriend about
right?
it.
Well, speaking of mother, Cindy from Puyallup, what do you think?
Oh, I think she's so well-intentioned and on such a wrong track. How would she have felt if when she was deciding who the person in her life was going to be, her mother told her who to marry and who not to? We're beyond that. I mean, I love the fact that she's supportive of this pick, but she needs to kind of quiet it down a little bit and let it be his pick.
Thank you so much.
Oh. Yeah, you're welcome.
What great perspective. All right, as always, you can go back and hear the entire thing on our podcast, 989thebull.com. We get a whole, yeah.
I think I'm going to go back and listen to that. That was too much fun.